Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have our first story from the students at Stivers School of the Arts about a teenager and her father's unique occupation. Here's project manager Basim Blunt.
Parents take part in Bring Your Child to Work Day to show kids our workplace and give them insight on a career choice. It's a fun and educational setting. But for Youth Radio producer Lydia Turner, going to work with her dad probably would have been a bad idea.
My story is about my dad and him scamming people. Some dads play golf. My dad, he was a con man. He preferred not to interview for some unknown reasons. Hey, young sugar pop, you trying to buy a TV? $50 and it's yours.
My dad usually told the stories to me over, like, Chinese food. My family is always bonded over, like, a good meal. Like, it just brings out the best in people, you know? And my dad was telling us all the stories of his illegal childhood, and it was really heartwarming. I think it really brought about the holiday spirit.
It all started in the late 60s. And much like today, my dad was broke. Where and how could he find some quick cash? A job? Who had time for that? My dad went around advertising that he was selling flat-screen TVs. Of course he wasn't. He'd head to the dumpster or wherever he could find large cardboard boxes. Then he'd fill them up with bricks. Once he had his 50 bucks, he was out of there. He didn't have to run forever. Just faster than his victim could open the box. Another one of my favorite stories of him is his watch sale. He would go to the dollar store and buy cheap watches for $2. The name was similar to a really popular brand at the time. Cartier was passed off as Cartier or something like that. My dad would rub off the extra letter, shove them in his pocket, and hit the town.
Hey, you, in the green shirt. You look great, man. You really do. But if you really want to look fresh, you gonna need a watch. $20, and it's yours.
Only 20? Boy, aren't those designer? I'll take one.
As soon as that 20 hit my dad's hand, he Usain Bolted around the nearest corner. He just scammed himself some lunch. Now, in his late 60s, I find my dad's old stories hilarious. I find it even funnier that he still finds them hilarious, too. He'd still be scamming if his knees worked.
Even though my mom didn't think it was funny, that's part of what made it funnier. He's always been one to kinda, you know, not think twice and just live life. And that's one thing I've always tried to do and model after him. Sometimes it can be kind of cool to tell stories where maybe you weren't doing the right thing.
My dad is definitely one of a kind. I can honestly say I have never met anyone like him, and I doubt I will again. And I, in a way, I hope I have that kind of impression. Not the scamming part, but like I hope I leave the kind of impression as someone that you feel like you won't meet again. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stivers School for the Arts, this is Lydia Turner. You know you in trouble cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-def G, so we're crazy.
Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake. That was Hustle Man, written and produced by Lydia Turner, with special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Maxudis at Stivers School of the Arts. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, the Third Bank trustee.